Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in to the Clay County Corners here. Have Coach Jake Johnson here with me this morning. He's going to be with us live and in living color on your radio dial here. And we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming football season, which is right now upon us. I mean, it's that time again, and I know everyone's looking forward to this year in football. We had a great year last year, not hardly as great as we wanted it to be, but it was, I guess we'd say, you know, what we've been used to over the years, and it's been a building process, and we're still building. Got a lot of young kids still out there, and we're looking forward to that, and we'll be talking to him about that. And also, of course, we want to take this opportunity to welcome you in here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick Country. As we said, we come to you live and in living color every Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock at 101.5, and we're thankful to have everyone listening. And I know we've got a couple of more things to talk about our little celebration here yesterday and some of those things. And we'd like, of course, like to thank all the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. and then the rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. So with that, I'll say special thank you to the three-star committee and the Chamber of Commerce and just all the folks that advertise here that make this possible. And with that, I think we'll just take a little short break here. We'll come back and might do a little quick rundown on our celebration yesterday, and then we're going to celebrate football for a little while. I don't know when Coach Johnson has to be back, but he's probably not on the tight schedule. He got most of the mowing done yesterday, I think. So the life of a high school football coach, I'm telling you, it's rough, isn't it, Coach?
Well, you got to stay on top of things, or it's just not going to get done.
And you can't stop the grass from growing.
Can't stop the grass from growing.
But you hope it does grow.
You hope it does.
All right, we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said earlier, we're here with Coach Johnson. I've got some of the scheduled things up here, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. But first off, I would like to thank everyone for showing up here yesterday for the unveiling of the Tennessee Music Byways marker for Dumas Walker and the Dumas Walker store. And it also was a celebration of the Kentucky Headhunters, and we had three-fourths of them there. I think maybe the one character that I think everyone wanted to see was Fred Young with his foot and a half long sideburns. But Fred is a little under the weather yesterday and wasn't able to be with us, but we were well represented by the other three members there. I think that is Phelps, Martin, and Young. So, but great having them here. We had a great crowd here, and I know they got to meet and greet, took all kinds of pictures. We had, I know, representative from the Tompkinsville newspaper, our local newspapers here. And I'm not sure who all we did have here covered, but I know we had a number of guests. I'd like to thank them all for being here. And, of course, the folks from the tourism department in Nashville up here. So it was just a great day. And we had, they told me when it was over with, you know, I thought our crowd could have been better, but they said that of the ones they had done this year, we had the most attended one they'd had yet. So that made us feel kind of pretty good. So the interest and just see folks coming together and around the square here again for a little while. But with that, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I have pulled up things up here across here, and I know we said there was a little mistake on the schedule this year, but I'm looking down across through here. Let's talk about your coaching staff.
We got some familiars and some unfamiliars, you know.
The first one, I'm not Mike Dickerson. Has he been here? I mean,
he has been here before. Took a brief hiatus, but we have him back.
Tell us a little bit about Mike, then.
Mike worked at Smith County for 24 years, six of those as the head coach up there in Carthage. had decided to, you know, kind of go back and be an assistant role. It brought a wealth of knowledge. We'd had him here in the 19 season. He had took a job at Lebanon High School, and sometimes the grass isn't always greener, and decided to come back here to the fine folks of Clay County.
Well,
we're thankful to have him.
You know, there's something about coaching at the level that we're on here with that, and that is that, you know, you're at a place here where you're not taking a bunch of where you've got 90 candidates come out, and you get to pick. You know, your 22 team, you know, in most of those cases, offense and defense separately. But here you have the pleasure of teaching the game to young men. And that is, you know, I know a lot of coaches and of course, any teacher. That's one of the major things that they like, you know, that we can actually teach someone, that we just don't take someone that is physically better than everybody else and throw them out there together and just kind of tell them who's starting and who ain't, and not have to worry that much about, because so many numbers that way. But and I know I'm sure Mike felt that way, because you know Lebanon's a big. I think they've got like 6 or 8 AAA schools there.
Oh goodness! Yeah, Lebanon itself is 6A. You know, high class.
Yeah, AAA to me. That I meant 6A. But then I see another name here, Chris Harris.
Coach Harris was with last year.
Right.
So that's a. That's another repeat, and a lot of these guys are the same old faces
right. We've
seen. A lot of local names in there you should recognize.
Yeah, I know with Chris's background a little bit.
Chris, he has not coached on the high school level for many years. The most of his high school experience has been with us, but he's been in college football for, you know, 20-odd years. Very intelligent, sharp man, but, you know, he's business, you know, when it comes to football. And, you know, you need a little bit of that.
You know, one of the I guess one of the smartest things in something like football and a lot, well, in any kind of business is you look around and you have a group of great people working for you and get out of their way and let them do their job.
And sometimes, you know,
direct them.
That's hard, you know.
You know, it is.
It is. Finding that balance, you know,
right.
when you want something done, you know, you've got to dictate that. But, you know, sometimes you just, I mean, you've got to get these guys and let them work.
Here's what I want done. You guys go get it done. And, of course, I know you're a hands-on.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that is, it's just like sitting at, in a small school this way, it is so much more personal, isn't it?
It is.
From the coaches and the players.
And that's what I love about it.
Absolutely.
It is the relationships you build.
Okay, and I see here Carl Ledbetter back.
He's been with us. This will be his third year now. You know, Carl's a local guy, played here, from here.
His dad played football here a few years ago, best I remember, when I was teaching.
Be Carl the first.
Yes, and I look through and see these three names here of Stephen Arms, Tupi Kerr, and Jason Hamilton. These three guys all played on the same basketball team for me, and they played on the same football team, and both of the teams were pretty successful in high school.
They were, and they're good guys, and they just rolled their sleeves up and worked. Want to see it do good.
Well, you know, there's something there that I think I've harped on this a little bit before. I know they have sons playing, and that's going to be your job to keep them out there after the sons graduate.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've not crossed that bridge yet. Hopefully we can get them hooked and keep them interested, you know. Those guys do a great job.
And looking down through here, another parent here is Chad Holloway, whose son is, I think he's still there with you.
He's in the junior high right now. His girl's been our manager for four straight years.
Yeah, we were going to talk about Sonny.
Oh, yeah, old Sonny girl. She's good.
And also I see in addition here, the next one is kind of really an official Clay County High School faculty, but he's on the faculty over there in the welding training class. That's Marshall Birch.
Yes.
Marshall played a little football here in high
school. Played a little quarterback here. He sure did.
And I believe he went off. He may have been going down to Smith County for a while and teach down there.
He did. We've got a lot of Smith County ties on this coaching staff, it seems.
And looking down, I know you said your managers, have you got more than that now?
We do. You know, we're fortunate enough to where we have so many. We got them in shifts. You know, I know that I say that kind of joking, but you know they've got it worked out. They've got it to where we've got at least three there every day. You know, our main two girls we've had this whole time. You know, Sonny Holloway and Kaylee Riddle. You know, they're seniors. They're almost training in the next generation.
Yeah, I mean, of course, those two young ladies. I think both of them have been here with me on the radio show, and they're going to be, if we can keep them living here for a long time, can be some of our next generation of outstanding leaders here.
Absolutely.
I know Sonny's in the 4-H, maybe, and I think the future farmer type thing. And, of course, I know that her family owns the lumber company out here, and I know she works as a clerk out there when she's not in school. And I know that she is definitely a hard-working young lady.
Absolutely. That's what we love about her.
Okay. We want to talk about the schedule a few minutes now. I'll tell you what, let's take about a two-minute break and work in a commercial. We'll go through this year's schedule, and we may have to drop off, too, on the scaredness around this year's season again. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Have you got anything rumored?
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug and opioid misuse often starts at home. On average, 4,400 people ages 12 and under misuse prescription medication for the first time every day. Sharing prescription medications with friends or family members is dangerous and against the law. The misuse of prescription medications can lead to severe health problems and even opioid use disorder. Start preventing prescription drug and opioid misuse at home. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Back, everyone. Coach Johnson is here with me again. And of course, we've had great conversation off off mic, off camera. But I know, do we want to talk a little bit about the season coming up and, you know, the resurgence and things for a few minutes? And
we can.
And then we'll go through our schedule. And
okay.
Then we're going to pretend like everything's going to go normal.
Get some normalcy in this crazy world.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and like we talked about a minute ago off air, you know, COVID is still here. You know, there are still protocols and everything set up, and it seems as of late we're getting more of a resurgence of those things. Now, who knows what the future holds with that? I just hope at this point in time, you know, we get a more sense of normalcy, you know, this year, this season. I know last year was anything but that.
And, you know, I think with football, you know, the more concern is with any kind of activities that takes place inside.
Mm-hmm.
And football, we'd like to think we don't have this opportunity, but we do have usually enough room in our stadium on both sides if we needed to, where we can, you know, have pretty good distance in between fans and we are on the outside.
Well, and that's something we're fortunate. We've used the track some last year to space people out, and you've got a bunch of people who get lawn chairs and some track anyhow, you know, so they kind of social distance themselves. But, you know, our administration did a really good job of making it possible for us to keep playing football last year.
You know, of course, you weren't here with the old football field where we had a little rope around the actual playing field, and we all gathered around the end, all the way around the field, end zone and all, and helped the coaches out and cheered the players on. And
I've heard a great many a story with those 3 names that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I'm telling you, of course, that would have been a thing for years and years and years. I mean, it was just, football was a very, very personal game. Of course, basketball's always been kind of personal, you go down, but football here, I mean, half the crowd never sat down here at the old Salina High School. They stood around the field and like a said, and of course heckled the officials and tried to distract the opponents, and just, I mean, it was just a totally different atmosphere. And that's one of the first things, you know, that I, as a fan, when I walked into the football field, you know, I felt the loss of that, where, you know, the stands are back a pretty good ways. And
mm-hmm.
But I guess after probably about the first game, there was a line of chairs down next to the word says, keep off the grass. And just watching the football game and helping you guys out from the end zone there in places.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got some loyal ones down there in the end zone. That's where they all sit. And, you know, you never know from you got people with tents, lawn chairs. Rob Weir might be out there playing a little music. You know,
or cranking his Volkswagen
Was
it East Robertson?
Joe Byrne.
Joe Byrne.
Both, same county.
We're yeah, close. Right. That he liked to, because I think maybe they did that with the big trucks or something.
That's
down there,
a right? Tradition down there. Whenever the opposing team comes out, they all pull their trucks to the fence and sit there and rev them up a little bit.
And of course, we can't afford all them big trucks. We got a Volkswagen.
Hey, but it sounds just as good.
Yes, it does. Okay, now, that's, I guess, that's kind of... Of course, I know basketball got resized. with another classification added. But that, of course, football has been in six classifications for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't have any effect on our football team. But it, I guess with the changing of schools that I think I know maybe Monterey has now moved up
to double A
based on school population.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, probably since they had moved up to a class in basketball, they probably would have wanted to move up anyway, even if they hadn't. Well, I'm not sure about that, but and I know they went into a pretty good, tough area. But let's look through there. Of course, we're bringing back Jackson County for the first. That's been a traditional opener for quite a while.
It has. Unfortunately, you know, we couldn't get that worked out the last couple of years, and I'm glad to have them back, you know, on the schedule. That's just 15, 20 minutes up the road. You know, you want to play as many of those games as you can because, you know, because of us being a small school, when you try to get competition comparable as the size of school sizes, you know, we play them all in our region anyway. So it's tough to find those games.
You know, and we're in a fairly, what, we've got five football teams?
Yes, sir.
Does Pickett pull it out and leave it to four?
Well, Pickett does leave it to four, yes, sir.
Four. So everybody will qualify for the playoffs this year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and if you know anything about Jackson County yet? You seen a scrimmage or anything?
Yes,
or?
Sir. Of course, we've had the film. You know, of course, we've been studying that as much as we can. We've got film on them, and the thing about it, they got film on us. You know, that being said, I feel like there's been a loss of familiarity a little bit there because you know, the gap in years of playing each other. But, you know, it is an old rival game, you know, regardless win, lose, draw, whatever the score may be, you know, it always is a good atmosphere.
Well, it has been a rival game for a number of years, and a lot of those rivalry games sometimes wound up with fans spending the night in the home school little hotel they have down under the hill here. thank goodness, you know,
hopefully we don't have that.
We've had it in a long, long time. And looking on down the next in there, Clinton County, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I think, did we get them last year or did we?
We had them scheduled.
With a COVID loss.
Yeah, that was a COVID loss for them, you know, because Kentucky couldn't play as of late. And we'd actually lost them in Tompkinsville.
Right.
You know, had to scramble to find two games there to open the season.
Oh, I do know there has been, I think, maybe one change in the COVID rule,
mm-hmm.
and that is if a school has to cancel, that I believe I saw this the other day from the Board of Control, that and they can't be rescheduled.
Correct.
It doesn't count anything against them, but it counts a win for the team they're supposed to play.
That is correct.
So that is a little bit of a change, I think.
A little bit. Yeah, there is no such thing as a COVID loss. I guess it's become a COVID no contest.
Right. So it's just like you didn't play it. But it's a win for the team they had to cancel against.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, looking on down, I said we got Pickett County there next on this schedule here, and we do know that as of a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
that they have withdrawn from football competition.
Yes, they have withdrawn from football competition. You know, in order to complete a 10-game schedule, we had to shuffle some things around. We were fortunate enough to pick up Grundy County. However, that's not until week 9, so our bye week then will fall early week 3. Kind of strange. If you will, have that early of a bye, but you know, I would rather have that than play 9 games. So that's just what we rolled with.
Okay, look, I think this is a newcomer, isn't it? Cornersville.
Yes, sir.
And it's in the corner of where?
corner of the state. You're correct. You know, that's a good trip down 840 past the Shelbyville area. You know, and once again, we talked about trying to find good competition that is comparable to us. You know, they're a very good single-A football team. Unfortunately, it's a pretty good drive. You know, two out of the last 6 years, they've been in the state finals in football. So they're a very good team. You know, don't know a whole lot about them. Be a good test for us early on.
Well, you know, that's something there that a lot of folks may not realize, and that is having to take a long bus trip and get out and play football. That is part of coaching right there. I mean, that's part of training that where they, you know, they're going to be a little tired, a little stiff and that type of thing. And it, you know, if you get used to that, and of course this year if you happen to make the playoffs,
oh man,
you got to take a long trip, even for us here in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough the last several years to have the finals in Cookeville, you know, and that's not the case anymore. They've relocated that to University of Tennessee in Chattanooga. But, you know, even that being said, you know, the region we cross-play with is that Chattanooga region. So, you know, road trips are a potential thing we need to be able to know how to deal with.
You need to be how to play road trips.
Yes, sir.
You know, something I always like to do during basketball season was try to schedule something where the players actually had to spend the night somewhere in a motel and then play basketball the next evening or next day or something. Which, you know, that's also something, you know, they're not used to. They're used to eating supper at home with mom and daddy, not being out on the road. And like you said, that's something that...
things you don't think about until you need it. You know,
that's part of the training. Okay, and also now, of course, coming back for, again, Joe Burns.
Another region opponent. That's another pretty sizable road trip. You know, that's a tough place to play. Coach Atkins has been there for... you know, almost three decades. Really good program. I know the score was uncommonly lopsided with them last year, but they're usually a really, really solid football team. That's our first region game. And, you know, we talked about the trucks up against the fence and the smoke and everything, and that's always been a tough place to play for us.
And, of course, that's just a little trip down Highway 52, isn't it?
About nine turns.
and Highway 52 has a reputation of being one of the straightest, nicest roads to drive anywhere to get to. So
it's after you get off 52 where you get in trouble.
Yeah. And then looks like homecoming is going to be Westmoreland this year.
Mm-hmm. That was Westmoreland again last year, kind of a repeater, and that's kind of developed into a little bit of a rivalry. There the last 2 years, and you know, both games have been very, very close margin, and Westmoreland is historically another good football program. I know last year we bested them, but they got us the year before, and Jimmy Burchett with that long kickoff return, and the place erupted. You know, it was just a fantastic game to be a part of.
You know, a lot of us had to run back real quick to catch the end of that one, because I think some of the not so diehard fans had already said, hey, ain't no chance on this one.
it was a back and forth, you know, the whole night, and you know, it looked to where we'd had roughly a minute left to play, and you know, they're trying to pretty much run the clock out, and they score one that seemed like to put it away, and next thing you know, there he goes streaking down the field.
Well, you know, sometimes if you're ahead, the only way you can get caught is if you slow down and let them catch you.
Absolutely.
And looking on down there, Red Boiling Springs coming up.
Again. Another region game there, right down the road.
Right, and I think, are they still pretty much in a rebuilding mode down there, or are they picking up a little bit of
strength? They're picking up a little bit. Their numbers are improving. You know, they've been playing with a number of young kids. I know their quarterback a couple of years ago, I think he's a sophomore now. He's been starting for them since he's been in eighth grade. So, you know, there's a wealth of experience there at that
right.
position.
And after that, look like we're fixing to go on the road here for a day.
Go on the road again.
I noticed that you had a well-balanced schedule there. Now, is the Grundy County, are they...
They are at home.
They're coming up here.
Yes, sir.
So that balanced that schedule back out at 5 and 5. All right.
5 and 5.
And it kind of made a great break toward the end of the season. So that may have been a pretty good deal there. But it looked like Scott... That's Scott County High School.
Yeah, they have, and I don't know when they did it in recent years. I guess they dropped the county and decided to go with just Scott High School. But, yeah, that's another road trip for us to go see the Highlanders, another little road trip.
You get to go Highway 52 the other direction.
Yeah,
now.
We're wearing out Highway 52, you know. But they're a bigger ball team there. You know, that's the first one.
Are they 3A?
I believe they're four.
Four.
To be honest with you,
I know that. I think maybe they moved up a little bit.
They did move up a little bit. But you know, they're historically very physical team there, and that's something you know we don't want to shy away from.
Okay, now and looking down through the bye week still in that same...
The bye week is actually, that's Grundy County.
Okay, that's what I thought you told me earlier. That's now the Grundy County game.
That's a relatively unknown. I know that's a game that used to be played here a number of years ago with
right.
Stephen Arms and those guys.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it's been played since. To tell you the truth, it may have. If it has, it's unbeknownst to me. But unfamiliar territory there.
And then York Institute, a historically... infamous opponent for years and years and years here
mm-hmm.
was York Institute.
York Institute.
Back in the old Upper Cumberland, the Upper Cumberland Conference. I know with them and Carthage and us and I don't know, maybe Cookwell may have been in that. Pretty tough old conference back here back in the late 50s and early 60s. And York had some great football teams up there. And, of course, their coach Charlie Vaughn actually played football here in Solano.
I didn't know that for a long time.
Legendary player here in Solano. He was on the Sabacco Bowl team, your quarterback on the Sabacco Bowl.
Well, they named their field house and several other things there after.
Yeah, he was up there for years and years and years. And I know that there's a little connection there. So, and like I said, we scheduled him every year in football and basketball for a number of years. And that was a nice ride up there. You might ought to, now there's a big spring up there as you're going up there that Coach Teeples used to always stop in football and basketball and everybody get off and get him a drink of water.
You have to tell me where that's at. I'd like to see it.
It's on the side of the road on the right up there. And I know that it's also a good place to allow the cheerleaders to get off and wash their hands. But, Coach Teeples was quite a character sometimes. But
I've heard.
We stopped there every time. And looking down, then, of course, we saved Gordonville for the last again.
Yeah, it always seems to work out that way. And, the last, two years, it's that's another back-and-forth game. Last year we had them again in the second round of the playoffs, came down to a 10-second score by them on who was going to go to the quarterfinals.
It's been – that's always been the thorn in our side that, once if we get by them – of course, now if you get by them and you look up and you're South Pittsburgh, Bridget, I think we're still in that same bracket.
That is the same bracket we're in. That is correct.
It's hard – I know I don't – South Pittsburgh, they didn't win it last year, did they?
They did not. I'll be honest, I'm a little biased. We're in the eastern side of the bracket. I assume the East is always going to win it. But, you had Fayetteville City that kind of came in out of nowhere. And I think in the regular season, I think Fayetteville City actually got beat by Gordon.
But, sometimes, that season loss, it ain't a bad thing sometimes.
It's not.
Maybe.
It's not.
Because young men do get overconfident sometimes.
They do. Unfortunately, that's something we all forget as coaches, is they are still young men.
Yeah. And subject to all the same pressures and
all the same
thoughts. Hey, we kicked their butt about 3 weeks ago. Let's kind of take it easy here. Who do we play next?
And that's something you're always battling as a coach, is that psyche. And, you know as well as I do, any given night, you can't, I guess, underestimate anyone. I mean, if you don't come to play, they come to play as well on the other side. Everybody's playing to win.
That's why they kick them off or throw them up at the center.
That's why they do it.
All right. I think I need to go through our birthdays and anniversaries today, and we'll be giving one of those cakes away here in a few minutes. But celebrating this past week, we had Tommy and Coretta Denton celebrate an anniversary, and of course, they're both retired teachers, so we wish them a happy anniversary. And then Juanita and Randall Gass celebrated a birthday. And then we have a young lady from over at the high school celebrating a birthday. Cherokee Hope Upton celebrated a birthday this past week. And let her emergency folks get by. And also Miss Nancy McLean celebrate a birthday, and then Mr. Johnny Dowell celebrating a birthday. So we'll be drawing a name out for the winner of this week's birthday cake, and you go over by the chamber office and pick up the Dairy Queen gift card, take it over and trade it in for one of those nice cakes. And we'll be doing that toward the end of the program. But right now, let's take a little short break. We'll be right back. I enjoy these.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
An alarming number of preteens are already drinking alcohol, which makes it urgent to find every opportunity to talk to your kids about the dangers of underage drinking. They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's www.underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk. They hear you. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. We've made it through the schedule, and I'm going to think anything less than at least 10-0 will be a disappointment.
Well, don't put me in that way now.
No, I know that that's a tough schedule. I know we're playing up in class quite a few times, but you know, as any coach will tell you, you don't get better playing people that ain't as good as you are.
You get better
playing people against that are really sometimes supposed to be a little better than you, or even sometimes a lot better.
Right. You don't get better if you don't have anything to prepare for, or, you know, even you can even say that as a coach. You know, if I breeze through everything, you kind of get in that little lack, that lull. You know, you don't want to be in that place.
And we look at this schedule here, and I know you kind of looked at it, and you think, well, a couple of these teams may be comparable to that much over in East Tennessee around South Pittsburgh. And that, you know, that's going to kind of maybe tell us, if we were lucky enough to make it through a round or two and catch them again. And maybe our kids have it in their minds, hey, we're about as good as they are, maybe a little better.
Well, and you know, I guess people have different approaches to it. I never want to sit there and say we're scheduling for 10-0. You know, you want to be, but you know, you don't want to find 10 people that you know you're absolutely better than. That's not the goal.
No. I know I've had people that played team sports that said they were real good players, and I said, what do you look for when, like, if you're playing independent basketball or softball or something? They said, I look around, and if I see there that over half the players are better than me, I'm ready to go play. And that's kind of the way, you know, that you want to look at it.
Competition makes anybody better.
Absolutely. Okay, now let's talk about the personnel a little bit out on the field. I don't know where do you want to just
we can start
somewhere across the line.
We'll do it. You know, we've got a number of kids across there that's played a lot of football. You know, in our seniors, there's not many of them. However, those two have played a lot of football. Been 4-year starters. The first of those is Wade Coombs. He plays that left tackle spot for us as our middle linebacker. Led us in tackles last year. Just a gritty, physical young man. Yes sir, no sir. He's going to be lost, but I don't want to think about that right now. I don't want to think about that.
Well, you still got him for a
pretty
good
while. We still got him. You know, hopefully we can keep him as long as we can. Then you got Levi Garrett also stepping in. This should be his 3rd year as a starter there at that left guard. You've got Stone Lynn, who played a little bit for us this last year as kind of a reserve. He worked up to that starting center role. On the right side, we've kind of got a mixture here, a trio kind of competing for that right guard spot. You've got a number of sophomores, really. You've got Tyler Waffle, who will be a sophomore. You got Ben Maxfield also in the mix there. And, you know, Hayden McGee's had some reps there and tackle as well. And then on to the right tackle spot, you've got Big John Hamilton, you know, Jason's son, who's played. This will be his third year there.
And I think I heard you say Ben Maxfield.
Yes, sir.
He would be about a third generation Maxfield that's played football down there.
We got a lot of those guys, it seems, that's late.
I know. Had one when I was in high school, one of their great uncles. His name was Milton Maxfield.
Milton Maxfield.
Good, great big guy.
We've got a good number of, I guess you could say, legacy players.
And I remember that Benny Maxfield was a pretty good football player here, so there's a little tradition there. And, of course, as you said, John Hamilton. And of course, John just keeps growing and, I think, getting stronger.
Oh, yeah, he's up to probably around 6'4 right now. He's a great big fella.
And he's one of the, I guess, just looking at it, he's one of the quickest slow fellas I've seen.
He is. I mean, you know.
You look at him, he just kind of jumps along. And you look like Matt Johnson going about 0.2 seconds faster than these guys back here running.
Well, and that's something about John and some of those guys. Just, you know, there's that stigma that you got a lineman number on that you're not athletic. Well, he is. You know, those guys are, you know, quick and athletic up front. You know, we don't have a great deal of size there at those positions, but, you know, we've got some gritty, physical little guys that have got some speed, you know, that can run for those positions.
And we're looking at defense across there now.
Okay, we'll start on the defensive line. We've got, of course, you're on there also is one of those, and Levi Garrett, we'd mentioned, and, Tyler Wathel, another kid we've not mentioned who's kind of, he's going to be a junior this year, he's kind of matured into his own, that's been giving us some reps there, is Hunter Kyle. He plays a little tight end for us and playing a little defensive tackle, a little undersized, but very quick getting off the ball, gritty, physical. We've got a newcomer that's a senior, not played ball in a couple years in the season, Luke Thompson, who's been playing a little D-line for us here and there. If we want to go on back to the...
Yeah, back in the defensive back.
The defensive backside of it. You know,
some of these guys we'll have to talk about twice.
We will. We'll talk about all of them twice. You know, we talk about in our linebacking core back there, you know, we talked about Wade Coombs there, that middle linebacker, and, you know, outside of him is, you know, Keaton Arms and Joseph Markham. Those guys have played a ton of football for us.
You know, and those are three good-sized middle-of-the-field defensive players, aren't they? I mean,
they are. They're big fellas. And, you know, the smallest of which is Joseph Markham, and he's not small.
No, he's not. He's a good 6 foot tall. I'd say his weight's up in the 160, 180 range down there.
We weighed him the other day. He's the mid-190s now.
Oh,
he's on his way. And that defensive backfield, you know, some familiar, Jimmy Burchett. We talked about him earlier, Alec Kerr, Carson Sharp, you know, the other senior that's played a ton of ball for us. And, you know, we got two freshmen in the mix back there also. You know, we got Jimmy's younger brother, Lance Burchett, that's a freshman. And, you know, you got Nate Adams in there as well, all from that little Burchett bloodline there. Those guys competing for reps. Another kid back there that's been getting some reps for us, Weston Birdwell. It's easy to talk about these kids, but it's hard to try to condense it because I feel like we can go on and on and on because we spend a lot of time with these kids. You know, it feels they've been playing young and playing early for us, so there's a lot to talk about on that end.
Okay, a little short break. Come back. We'll talk about all the different the offense. No familiar names there.
Just a few.
We don't have that luxury, do we? Where we can't attune. But, I think, really and truly at this level, I think our players, they totally enjoy that. And I know they do get tired, but I think they enjoy being on both sides of it. And one side is, you know, on offense, the attitude is we can beat them. Then on the other side of it, we can stop them from beating us. You know, it's just
flip that switch.
Yes,
you know,
it
it's that's what's hard is they got to know that just trying to get that transition with those kids is hard. You know, and we try to do that in practice.
We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems, such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Back, everyone. Looks like we're getting into the home stretches. always, it's just a pleasure having you here with us. And I know, we've been doing this, I guess, ever since you've been here.
We've tried to do it a couple times.
Yeah, sometimes it's been mid-season, but then at the end of the season, the last couple of years, we kind of like to get you on toward the end of the season, because we've had a lot of great stuff to talk about then, and we've got a lot of anticipation to talk about this year. And then let's go over and look at the offensive side of the football.
I know we've mentioned that the offensive line, you know, we mentioned them first, and, you know, that's a group we've really, you know, been developing. Stone Lynn.
Okay.
Stone. And, you know, we've moved it around, you know, due to injury. You know how that is in a small school. You've got to prepare these other kids anyway, because one will affect five in that scenario. But anywho, we've got another arms at quarterback. I know that's something of familiarity, and he'll be a junior this year. And last year was his first year as a starter, and he did some really good things. He's a great big fella these days.
He's getting a little notoriety. I think he was picked among the top players in our region, I think, this year, along with a couple other players.
Mm-hmm. He's our trigger man, but he's got some speed on the outside. We've mentioned Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burch out there playing, you know, receiver, getting some tailback reps for us also. Joseph Markham is everywhere. You know, he could be anywhere from a tight end to a fullback to a wide receiver to a tailback. I mean, we rotate him in various places.
He made some great plays last year.
He made some very good plays from a great multitude of positions.
Lots of different positions.
Lots of different. And he's so versatile. You know, that's what makes him so valuable to us, is we can slide him in anywhere. Carson Sharp plays that tailback for us some also. We'd mentioned Hunter Kyle when we get into some tight end sets. And, you know, we got a sophomore, Austin Anderson, that plays some fullback for us. We'll get in there and pound the ball some with some lead blockers in front of us. Weston Birdwell out there playing receiver. Lance Burchett also. Nate Adams, backup quarterback, also in the receiver mix.
Seems like Weston may be one of those kids, if you told him to tackle this wall over here, he might go out and give it a shot.
He tried. That's a good thing, problem to have, is, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, we can talk about a great multitude of different guys. But, I mean, it's a good thing having this strong core of kids back, and, you know, they've got some experience under their belt. You know, the last couple of years we've been we've been young. We've been fortunate enough to have some older talent in there with them as
yeah.
well. But, you know, these guys have played a lot of football for us.
Okay. Maybe offensive style this year. Have we kind of developed into a rhythm of a style that we're going to that you're kind of looking
we
to
have.
Capitalize on?
Well, and the thing about us is I know it's kind of a new thing. And all, I love to run the football. You know, that's just to me, that's good football. That's controlling the clock. But, you know, we may have to put it in the air a little bit more. We've got all these speed players in numerous positions. You know, how do you get them all on the field? How do you get them all the ball? And, you know, that's what the hard part about it is. I know it's a luxury as a coach, but sometimes, you know, you got to roll with a hot hand.
Well, you know, and sometimes, too, looking at our size, we have a tough time, you know, running from handoffs and things like that, but we have the speed, and if we can get them behind them,
oh yeah,
they ain't going to catch us. We can get the ball to them.
And, you know, if we ever get the ball to some of these guys in open spaces, which we want to do, you know, the likelihood of them scoring is just pretty good.
And I do know, you know, as far as we went along in the season, that when teams started keying on the fact that we did have the small running backs and things, it made it very difficult, you know, to pick up the yardage when you need it. And it seemed like a lot of that yardage, of course, was picked up by a quarterback run, because I guess Keaton's the biggest thing in the backfield.
Oh, he's a big fella. You know, he's around 230-pound quarterback, you know, that can move. You know, that's
kind of like a fullback.
Almost, yeah, a fullback to control some, you know what I mean? And that's something that has helped us so much on that, is his ability to run.
Okay, how about the kicking game this year?
Kicking game, Levi Garrett's back again. You know, he's been our kicker, and this will be his third year in a row on that. He's really stepped up his game as far as that aspect goes. A huge improvement from him as far as from a freshman to a sophomore, but he's kicking before practice, he's kicking after, he's kicking on the weekend.
I mean, that's what it takes, isn't
that's what
to
it
do
takes.
That. And I do know that for a number of years there, we would lose some close ball games because we didn't have that kicker.
And
that 1 point sometimes is,
means a lot.
Means a lot. And if you've got a good kicker, it's a little easier to get that sometimes than it is to run through everybody on the other side.
Absolutely. And you know, that's something that's hard to develop. Truthfully, that's one of the most underrated, undervalued positions in football is when you start talking about special teams and special teams play, because it's such a huge momentum swing. You know, it's won and lost this game.
And field goal kicking, and I know when you get into the larger schools, and they've got these guys that have been to every type of football camp and kicking school in the world, that, you know, they don't think twice about bringing a high school kid out from the 40-yard for a 40-yard field goal attempt.
3 points is better than zero.
Right.
You know, and, you know, that's tough. You know, and like I said, and for a number of years, that's something I guess you could say has been a lack. It's just a lack of a field goal kicker.
Well, and that, you know, and like I said, it was, I guess maybe one of the last field goals I remember, Alan Melton, golly, I don't know how many years ago that he kicked one. But that, you know, there is a legendary guy. I think I've talked about the legendary game here with the field goal kicker and the punter. And we had, this is back, I don't know, this actually made national papers and everything.
Oh, wow.
It was between Salina High School and, I believe, Lafayette or Macon County High School. And the score at the end of the ball game was 3-2, Salina winning. And both teams lost more yards than they gained. And our punter happened to be one of the legendary athletes around here named Dobbin Fowler, who was a great athlete, quarterback, a basketball player. But he punted the ball straight up in the air, and it hit at the scrimmage, line of scrimmage, and bounced backward 30 yards.
Oh, wow.
We had a minus 30 yards punting. Both teams lost more yards than they gained. They scored a safety, and he did kick a field goal, so we won 3-2. So that was
he scored all the points that.
And I know we made all kinds of papers with that one.
That's an uncommon.
Yes, it is. Okay, and now, of course, we're opening up tomorrow night down at the football field. And you talked about, you know, passing the football. Coach Joe Eads. He always, you know, he was one of those guys that liked to run.
Mm-hmm.
He always said, when you throw the football, there's three things that can happen, and two of them are bad.
I've heard that from more than one person.
That's where it came from, Coach E, and that was incomplete and intercept.
Yeah, you're right.
But you know, that is one of the most exciting parts of the game, when you can make a good long pass. And over the years, tradition, we've had some quarterbacks that did that. And we were talking about going back to Charles Vaughn, who was a great passing quarterback. I think he actually signed with UK. I don't know how much he got on the field up there, but I know he graduated from up there, and he was signed at a major SEC school as a quarterback. But it's something that, and I think there's going to be some folks that are going to be looking at some of our kids here. And, you know, there is the opportunity here now to play football post-high school. You don't have to be an SEC-level player, because I know we have Campbellsville College, University of the Cumberland's here down at Cumberland. Of course, Cumberland's getting to be more of a little bit mm-hmm. bigger football school, but there are lots of places for any young man or young lady that wants to play post-high school athletics. There's a spot for them anymore.
Absolutely. And, you know, it seems like, you know, we're fortunate enough to where there's a ton of universities around this area, across the state. Even, you know, you venture on in Kentucky or other states.
Right.
So there is a lot more opportunity than used to be.
And, you know, and two, when that next level down is, I know I've spoken to some of the athletes that played there, it's a whole lot more fun. You know, some of the, you know, you talk to folks that maybe signed with one of the bigger schools and decided, hey, you know, if I'm going to work this hard, I'd like to get the enjoyment side of it and get out there between the lines every once in a while. And how much fun it was to step down a little bit and go out and play for fun again, and plus get an education. So, you know, it's something that a lot of us don't realize, you know, that this post-high school athletics, I mean, right now, and we all know it is something I saw the other day when somebody had called the college coaching industry. And I thought, well, golly, you know, somewhere along the line, that level has, you know, I guess it is an industry now.
It is, and that's something I don't like to think of myself as that. You know, you get on these small levels, you don't necessarily think of it as a business, because you know all these kids, you know what they do, where they're at, you know everything about them.
Right.
That's what I love about it, you know, but I try not to look at it from a business aspect of things.
But, you know, like I said, it's fun right now for them. Plus, it's a lot of work, but it is fun for them. And I know you're looking forward to this year, and we're all looking forward to be sitting at least down in the corner there and looking out across the field. And
bring your lawn chair.
And yeah, in my lawn chair. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of good coaches down there in that corner now. I mean, you need to realize that.
I understand fully. I mean, there's some great guys down there. And
there is.
A lot of alumni.
Absolutely.
A lot of people that are very close, interested in the program. That's a good thing to have.
And they, everyone enjoys it down there. I mean, it's a big social thing, and it's a great evening down at the football field here, and just enjoying company and enjoy watching our young men out there performing. And we appreciate the work that you put into this. And okay, I just got an announcement in my ear before we have to get it. We're about to run out of time. That is that our normal time of having a rebroadcast at 5:00, I think maybe during football season, that will be moved. I mean, 6:00, that'll be moved up to 5:00, because I think they've got a football coaches show at the main station, so that we'll look different. But I think it's about time that I announce the winner of this week's anniversary cake. And the winner are Juanita and Randall Gass. Happy anniversary, guys, and come over and pick up your birthday cake, and I hope you enjoy every bite of it. And with that, I think we've just about run out of time. And, Coach, looking forward to having you back in here in a few weeks to talk about this great successful season we're fixing to enter. No pressure at all.
No
now.
Pressure. I'm looking forward to it. Anytime we can get in here and talk a little ball, I'm about it.
All right. Thanks for being with us. And with that, I guess we'll shut the doors here at the old building, and we've got everything put back in place mainly. And I say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.